Hi, family. Today's service is taking place in our home because on the Feast of Epiphany, in many Christian traditions, the home represents the manger in Bethlehem, where the three kings arrived on the 12th day of Christmas, bearing gifts for the newborn Christ child. So we are going to begin the worship with our house blessing. Our hope is that as we bless our home, you will participate and bless your home too. In preparation, if someone in your home can find a piece of chalk, sidewalk chalk, or any chalk, we will be doing what is called chalking the door, writing a visual symbol of blessing on the outside of the front door. The Feast of Epiphany, which means manifestation or the revelation of light, concludes the Christmas season with a celebration of God's glory revealed in the person of Jesus Christ. In Isaiah and Ephesians, that glory is proclaimed for all nations and people. Like the light of the star that guides the Magi to Jesus, the light of Christ reveals who we are, children of God, who are claimed and washed in the waters of baptism. So Epiphany also is an appropriate time to renew our baptismal vows. This fresh start and royal visit might suggest that one's home also should be blessed and cleansed of any cobwebs and spirit which might diminish our joy and peace at home. We then can be sent out as bright beacons of light of the light of Christ, sharing the good news of God's love for all people. This house blessing is meant to be a blessing to all homes and households in the Emmanuel and Bethany families. You are invited to follow the procession through the corresponding places in your home, either with your imagination or watching on a portable or mobile device as you go, starting outside around the front door. We begin by chalking the door. The figures 20, cross symbol, the C, the cross symbol, the M, the cross symbol, the B, the cross symbol 21 are inscribed in chalk on the front door of the home by someone living in the home. Chalked on the door are the numbers 20 and 21, referring to the year. The three kings are represented with C for King Caspar, the M for King Melchior, and the B for King Balthazar, and crosses are marked between all. May God's Spirit give protection and comfort to all who enter here. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
We have come together to celebrate the gift of this home and to ask God's blessing on it and to ask God's continued blessing on those who live in it. We have come together to renew friendship and to make festival together, to dedicate ourselves and this place to the pursuit of peace, justice, and wholeness, and to care for and to the care of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Unless the Lord builds the house,
they labor in vain who built it.
Unless the Lord protects the city,
the watchers guard it in vain.
Our hope is found in Jesus Christ,
God's stumbling block and a cornerstone.
Let us now bless this house in the name of God and with our love and prayers. Be present, Spirit of God, within us, your dwelling place and home, that this house may be one where all darkness is penetrated by your light, all troubles calmed by your peace, all evil redeemed by your love, all pain transformed by your suffering, and all dying glorified by your risen life.
Amen. May God give blessing
to this house and all who come here.
May Jesus give blessing
to this house and all who come here.
May Spirit give blessing
to this house and all who come here.
May all who come here give blessing
to this house and all they meet here,
both roof and frame,
both brick and beam,
both window and timber,
both foot and head,
both gate and door,
both coming and going,
both man and woman,
both parent and child,
both young and old,
both wisdom and youth,
both guest and host,
both stranger and friend.
Peace on each window that lets in light.
Peace on each corner of the room.
Peace on each plate that ushers sleep.
Peace on each plate that cradles food.
Peace of the Father, peace of the Son.
Peace of the Spirit, peace of the One.
Hear the word of God. The Lord will protect you as you come and go, now and forever.
Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison. Inside these walls,
freedom come, freedom come.
Blessed are you, welcoming God, as your people come and go from this door. Be their constant companion on the way, and welcome them upon their return, so that coming and going they may be sustained by your presence. Bring to this door both friend and stranger who come in peace, and guard it from any who come in hostility. May every grudge or malice be left at the door, and may those who brought them be so touched by grace here that they forget to collect them when they leave.
By the cleansing fire of your Holy Spirit, clear and heal this entryway of any spirit of fear or trouble that may cling,
that it may be a place which inspires love, justice, freedom, and peace.
Hear the word of God. How wonderful it is, how pleasant, when God's people live together in harmony. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some have entertained angels without knowing it.
Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Blessed are you, gracious God, for you have provided this place of unwinding and enjoying company. Give your blessing to all who share this room, that they may find joy in their relaxation and always be generous hosts. Hospitable God, you have taught us to welcome one another as you have welcomed us. May all who gather here be knit together in fellowship on earth and find a first taste here of the communion of your saints in heaven.
By the cleansing fire of your Holy Spirit, clear and heal this living room of any spirit of fear or trouble that may cling, that it may be a place which inspires love, justice, freedom, and peace.
We now move into the kitchen and dining room. Hear the word of God. I am going to give you grain and wine and olive oil, and you will be satisfied. Be glad and rejoice at what the Lord your God has done for you.
You will have plenty to eat and be satisfied. You will praise the Lord your God who has done wonderful things for you.
Blessed are you, plentiful God, for you supply our every need according to your great riches. Bless the hands that work in this place and fill us with gratitude for your provision. May this kitchen and dining room always be filled with the produce of the earth, and may the preparations here and their enjoyment around the table be filled with pleasure and love. You call us to share in the banquet of life, giving us food and drink to sustain our lives and make our hearts glad. Fill us with gratitude for all you give us and with a hunger to hasten the day when all the world will enjoy such blessings.
By the cleansing fire of your Holy Spirit, clear and heal this kitchen and dining room of any spirit of fear or trouble that may cling, that it may be a place which inspires love, justice, freedom, and peace.
We now move to the bathroom. Hear the word of God. I will sprinkle clean water on you and make you clean from all that has defiled you.
Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Blessed are you, creating God, for you made us as whole persons, bodies, minds, and spirits, and you called us good. Give us a proper respect and love for our bodies, keeping them clean and healthy, so that we may glorify you in them, as we confidently wait for you to clothe us in robes of righteousness.
By the cleansing fire of your Holy Spirit, clear and heal this bathroom of any spirit of fear or trouble that may cling, that it may be a place which inspires love, justice, freedom, and peace.
We now move to the bedrooms.
Hear the word of God. You will lie down and go to sleep in peace, for the Lord keeps you perfectly safe.
Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Blessed are you, sheltering God, for you are the true rest of your people, and you cover each person, young and old, hosts and guests, with the soft shelter of your wings. Protect them from all danger and bring them in safety to each new day, until they greet with joy the great day of your kingdom. Bless to your people their hours of rest and refreshment, that sleeping they might rest in peace, and waking they may rise to serve you all the days of their life.
By the cleansing fire of your Holy Spirit, clear and heal these bedrooms of any spirit of fear or trouble that may cling, that they may be places which inspire love, justice, freedom, and peace.
We now move to the workroom.
Hear the words of Jesus, like the days of a tree. Shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands.
Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Blessed are you, Creator God, for your Son Jesus sanctified our labor as he crafted wood with his hands. Be present, we pray, with those who work in this place, that laboring as workers together with you, they may share the joy of your creation.
By the cleansing fire of your Holy Spirit, clear and heal this workroom, that it may be a place which inspires love, justice, freedom, and peace.
Inside these walls, freedom come, freedom come. Inside these walls, freedom
Now is the time we remember and renew our baptism by marking ourselves with water and blessed salt. Water cleanses, salt purifies. We are cleansed and purified for the Lord. Hallelujah! Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Hallelujah!
Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are raised with him to new life. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning you created us in your image and planted us in a well-watered garden. In the desert you promised pools of water for the parched and gave us water from the rock. When we did not know the way, you sent the Good Shepherd to lead us to still waters. At the cross, you watered us from Jesus' wounded side. And on this day, you shower us again with the water of life. We praise you for your salvation through water, for the water in this bowl, for all water everywhere. Bathe us in your forgiveness, grace, and love. Satisfy the thirsty and give us the life only you can give. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Amen. You may now join us in marking yourself with the sign of the cross using both water and salt.
Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the king's son, that he may rule your people righteously and the poor with justice, that the mountains may bring prosperity to the people and the hills in righteousness. May the kings of Tarshish and of Isles pay tribute, and the kings of Sheba and Seba offer gifts. May all kings bow down before him, and all nations do him service.
Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the second chapter. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Dear friends, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, it's a pleasure to welcome you into our home on this day of Epiphany. It's a special day for me, as every Epiphany is. I was actually born on my dad's birthday, or on my grandfather's birthday, December 11th, and then I was baptized on my dad's birthday, January 6th. So again, it's always a nice day for me to remember my baptism and to be renewed in those promises. As we gather, I'm wondering if you have ever thought of your home as the place of the visitation of the where the Magi came to bring their gifts. Probably not. I know I hadn't. But why not? Why not think of your house as that place where the Magi come to offer their gifts to the Christ child? Those Magi, those wise men, brought gifts that were fit for a king: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And that king lives with you in your home and in your heart. That fact is what makes this story so fantastic, so radical, so almost unbelievable. The king has come. The king has come and has taken up residence, not in a palace guarded by weapons of war to keep you and me and the riffraff out, not behind a wall or a moat that is impenetrable, but residence with you, in you, and for you. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. I know there are times that it seems as though God is remote, when it seems that God is distant and far away, when it seems like there is a moat between us and God, when it seems as though God is inaccessible. 2020 was a year like that, a year when it has felt like the road to Christ's crib or the road to his throne is just too far, just too long, just too inaccessible for us to make that journey. But God is with us. Yes, God is with us. We meet him at his table, in the bread and in the wine. And even when we cannot get to his table, he comes to our tables. He comes to us with his spirit, with his blessing, with his goodness and life. He comes to us in our homes, in our hearts. He comes to us in every room of our home, wherever we are hurting and broken, wherever we are lonely or sad. He comes to us in the power of his Holy Spirit. He comes to us in our neighbors, in our friends, in our family. Jesus is the gift who gives us life, who gives us himself, who opens the palace door to you and to me. And he does that by coming to us and by dying for us on the cross. Dear friends, if you haven't thought about your home as that place where the Magi came to visit, I invite you to consider that, for Christ abides there. He abides in your home, in your heart. He abides with you wherever you go. May your home be blessed with the knowledge of Christ's presence. May your heart be warmed as it is occupied by his loving presence. And may those who knock on your door know his love and goodness as you give witness to his love through your hospitality, your love, and your grace. Amen.
Star. Oh, star.
gathered your Son to the nations by the leading of a star. Lead us now by faith to know your presence in our lives, and bring us at last to the full vision of your glory. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you, the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
As the Magi brought gifts to Jesus, the Christ child, of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, they were gifts meant to honor the Son of God. As we bring our gifts to the altar, gifts that flow from the recesses of our hearts, we pray that God blesses them and multiplies them and uses them to bring glory to God's name through the work and mission of the church. So we pray a prayer of thanks for those offerings in anticipation of those offerings, and then we pray together the Lord's Prayer. Gracious God, we thank you for the gifts that your people lay at your altar, gifts that that you multiply, gifts that you have first given, gifts that will be used to bring glory and honor to your name and hope to the hearts of people in this community and around the world. We give you thanks for the for entrusting to us the gifts that only you can give. Bless us in the using of those gifts, and let it bring light and hope to the world. We pray in Jesus' name, the one who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our sending song is...
I want to walk as a child of the light.
I want to walk as a child of the light.
I want to walk as a child of the light. I want to follow Jesus. God set the stars to give light to the world. The star of my life.
Dedicate this house and all those and all homes of the Emmanuel family and Bethany family to you and your work as the God of peace. May this home be a place of joy, laughter, and freedom, a place of renewal and refreshment for those who are weary, a place of hope for those who have become disillusioned, a place of healing and comfort for those broken and hurt, a place of forgiveness for those who seek a new way of life, a place of encouragement for those who hunger and thirst, for peace and justice, a place of vision and inspiration for all those who seek a new and better way for our country.
May this home be glowing with warmth in the chill of winter,
and a cool shade in the heat of the summer sun.
May it be a place where one awakes with eagerness.
And a haven from stress when the work of the day is done.
May God, our Mother, safely cradle this house in her strong arms.
And breathe the comfort of her love through every room. May God our Father fire the minds of those who dwell here with hopeful dreams and give them the strength to make those dreams come true.
May God, our companion, fill this home with laughter
and weave a satisfying peace in times of solitude. May the cupboards be forever full and the table spread with welcome cheer. May friends come often through the door, but yet the need for privacy be respected here. May the wild beauty of God, may the indwelling peace of God, may the surprising mystery of God inhabit this home and all of our homes. Let all God's people say, Amen. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.